Well, yeah, same thing in Athens.
Yeah.
You've got, I don't know what the student body is there now.
It's big. What's 30-something
thousand? 33,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Athens has those narrow roads, though. They're skinny little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That you got streets that are small. That goes back. Madison does too.
Really?
Some, yeah. Madison does too. Of course. My mother's house on Madison was on Main Street, 394, and it was a highway, but. They had a bypass now that they put in. They had a discussion over that, but that is the best thing they ever did, because otherwise downtown would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
You just, when you get it clogged up with traffic, nobody can stop shop or do anything else.
Right.
Did you and your wife feel like you were accepted into the Roswell community by the people who were from here for a long time?
Oh yes.
So they were welcoming?
Oh, yes. Yeah, very, very nice. Jill was a Presbyterian, and I was Baptist. So she said, "Well, we're gonna go to one church." So she was baptized like the Baptists do, and we've been at the Baptist church, of course, ever since. The same church.
I bet it's grown a lot, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, the one that's grown the most has been the Methodist church here. They were all about the same size. There's Baptist, Methodist, and Presbyterian on one street. Been up there. And we used to kid say the Roswell's growing so fast that even the Presbyterians are adding on to a building. You know, you have fun with that.
Right.
But it was true. But the Methodists, most people don't know, but they united. The North branch of the Methodist, they call it now UMC, United Methodist Church.
Mm.
And when people moved south after the migration from the North, that they could go to the Methodist Church and still be felt like they were Methodists, where before, if it was called, I don't know whether it's called Southern Methodist or not, but Baptist. Of course, there's a difference too with. Most people don't know. A Baptist church owns its own buildings, period. And it doesn't have to do a thing that the association tells them to do. They can or they cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Each church can do, each Baptist church can vote as it wants to. And that's why you get so many people talking about one or the other, but it's independent. Each church is independent. You don't have a bishop, and I'm not critical one way or the other. I'm just saying you don't have a bishop that you go through to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Or a priest or anything.
That's right. You do it right there with you're preaching the board of deacons, or you get a new preacher, the new board of deacons.
That's right. That's right. Any problems, you just vote them out and get a new one.
That's right. But we never had a. You'll have trouble with anything sometime.
Yeah.
Sometimes I haven't agreed with my wife. I didn't let her know it.
Now, I was going to ask you, you said you moved into that house you live in 63, right?
Yes.
Now, where did you live in Roswell between when you moved here and then when you moved in that house?
I had a house, would you believe, across the street from the Roswell Company.
Oh, and they gave you a house to live in?
No. I had they sold me the company owned the land, but I had to buy the land.
Oh.
And built the house.
You built the house?
But I had it built.
You had it built.
It if you came out of the front door of the plant, which is Roswell Company,